This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Halliburton falls down. He looks hurt.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Thunder fans, feel this moment. The final chapter reads, the Oklahoma City Thunder are the 2025 NBA champions.
It doesn't feel real.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Now I got a real one. Now nobody can say anything.
Earlier on the show, ESPN college basketball analyst Jay Billis. Eagles tackle Lane Johnson. Coming up, creator and host of Somebody Feed Phil, Phil Rosen. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I just had a nice chat with Phil Rosenthal, who's come back for more, actually. Seconds, I guess, to use
that's
the
right.
phrase.
That's right.
I like your style.
He's back in support of Somebody Feed Phil, Season 8 on Netflix, which means you can see it right here on the Roku portal as well. Season 8 premiered last week. It's the longest-running original Netflix unscripted series. This man knows about having a scripted series go on for a very long time. Everybody loves Raymond as something that he holds near and dear to his heart. And he'll be coming out here shortly. We got a Start Bench Cut coming up for food-related. Sports and food-related.
I love it.
Yeah, got that Start Bench Cut coming up right here on the program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's official. Shams reporting in the last hour that Tyrese Halliburton did, in fact, tear his Achilles. Listen, we saw it. We all knew it. I mean, when you go down like that, no contact, and you see the twitch in the back, and he's already got the calf injury. I mean, we've been through this before with Kevin Durant. Calf injury. Should he play? Should he not play? Is he going to be able to play? And then just like when it went in the playoffs for him, he was dominating. It's just like, wow, he looks great. He's going to do this. Last night, Tyrese Halliburton, three threes in the first quarter, doing the Halliburton thing. And then pop goes the Achilles.
I couldn't believe when I looked at my phone and saw those texts from you guys, like, that happened.
Yep.
I was shocked because I was trying to log on to watch the game.
I was watching it. You could see it immediately. The way he went down, the way he was
reacting.
His reaction, the emotion on his face, you could tell it was over.
And somebody said they read his lips and he said, I did it. I did it.
No, I think he was saying, personally, was that Carlisle who was first to him? I think he said Achilles. That's what I thought.
Okay. I didn't see it, so I'm just,
I'm sure he
did. He just knew it. Yeah. We all did.
Heard it.
Like it could have been here. Could have been that too.
But you know, I sent Rich and Chris. I sent you guys the super slow mo video, just like Aaron Rodgers. Well, you can see the ripple.
I didn't click on that, man. I don't need to see it.
Because we've seen it so many times before.
Yeah,
including these playoffs. That makes three superstar players. All, by the way, who wear number zero.
Zero.
That's
the craziest part.
Three Cooper pointed that out on the plane to me.
Shea said that to us, and I was like, whoa.
Dame Lillard,
Tatum.
Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton. All of them.
Wear number
in
zero.
In the playoffs, gone. And, you know, Nick Van Exel, when it happened to Tatum, I think, or was it after when it happened to Lillard? It was in mid-May. He says it's because of the low riders that the players are wearing.
Really?
Yeah. Go high tops, cover your ankles is what he's saying.
That's interesting.
I've seen that being thrown out as a theory.
A lot of people do. I mean, the last guy who wore high tops that I can think tore their Achilles was Dominique Wilkins, and look how long ago that was.
But you got to wonder if the Pacers knew at the time that this was the end of it, even when they were performing as well as they did in the rest of the first half to take a first half lead by 1 point into the locker room. Rick Carlisle afterwards trying to find the proper words.
What happened with Tyrese is all of our hearts dropped. But he will be back. I don't have any medical information about what may or may not have happened, but he'll be back in time, and I believe he'll make a full recovery. So he authored one of the great individual playoff runs in the history of the NBA with dramatic play after dramatic play. It was just something that no one's ever seen.
I don't disagree with that, right? Mm-hmm. I know what we spent a segment earlier on the program talking about SGA's season being one of the greatest ever. But in terms of playoff run, second half of the season all the way through to the playoffs. I think I sent you guys a post that I saw somewhere on Threads about, somebody listed Bucks in four, Bucks in five, Bucks in six, Cavs in four, Cavs in five, Cavs in six, Cavs in seven. You know, same thing with the Knicks and the same thing with the Thunder. Yeah. And the next Thunder in seven, it pointed, you are here. and the gist of that post was nobody thought the Pacers would keep going.
Routinely doubted.
Nobody thought the Pacers would eventually knock off the Bucks and eventually knock off the Cavs. And the person who knocked off the Bucks and the person who really put the Cavs in trouble was Halliburton. We all recall what happened with Halliburton eliminating the Bucks because it eliminated his dad from being in the arena for a couple of series. And then beating the Cavs to go up 2-0, winning the first two in Cleveland, was the Halliburton moment. We all know what happened in game one against the Knicks of that series. And then in game one of this series of the NBA Finals, Halliburton hitting that last second shot. And every single time the Pacers came within three possessions or four possessions of a lead that they were down far more than that in the playoffs, you thought to yourself, well, this is doable.
Oh, here we go again.
And the person who made that a possibility, with all due respect to, Nesmith, who made shots, and Nembhard, who made shots in that game one against the Knicks, and Siakam. I mean, it was Halliburton. It was Tyrese Halliburton. And I think he will forever have this clutch moniker. And he earned it with these playoffs. He earned it.
Yeah, it's so disrespectful to the Thunder, but I'm going to remember Halliburton most about this NBA playoffs and when I think about this season and what happened. I mean, he had so many moments. The Sam Cassell dance, the two-handed choke.
Well,
he had the moments.
But the Thunder don't have that player with that sort of edge.
No, they don't.
Right, you know what I mean?
Like, and that's what makes them so great.
They don't have somebody who's going to tell you, you've choked.
No, as Jay pointed out,
back in the day,
they do all their interviews as a group after the game.
Nobody's going to take the shot if it's SGA or Williams or Dort or anybody and show off the size of their church bells.
But
in this day and age, that's what gets the clicks or the conversation. Sure, did you see that? Nobody's saying that about, SGA getting his fifth and one of a game.
They're kind of a boring championship team. Did you see the report after the game that
be
there
careful
was,
with that word?
I don't know. Afterward, there was tables full of champagne and beers to just unopened. They weren't celebrating. They weren't going nuts. They didn't have the goggles moment that everybody does now. They're just kind of okay. And I don't think they're going to, if this is the only one they ever get, they're going to be quickly forgotten.
I think the biggest viral moment out of the celebration by the Thunder was Hartenstein having his infant and not supporting his son's head.
Baby was asleep.
And his head was
it's pretty funny.
His teammates, SGA, with maybe the most important assist of game seven night, he was one of those. Hey, man, your son's head just needs a little support. Did you see SGA reached his hand out to support?
They went to commercial.
Baby's head.
They went to commercial. The baby was awake. They came back from commercial. He was out. It was 2 minutes.
I thought you were going to say the most memorable was pregame, where the video of the buses for the parade route was going viral.
That's what Rick Carlisle in his pregame press conference was saying. I just saw the video of these buses that have already been, wrapped with a championship banner or whatever.
Yeah, the decals.
Yeah, the decals. Yeah.
Right.
And he was talking about that, and it's just like, oh, bulletin board material. And I'm sure he played that up in the locker room before game one. And the Pacers certainly, I mean, before the first quarter of game seven, the Pacers certainly responded in a way like they were having none of it.
You know,
but man, you just knew it's just no matter how much resilience the Pacers were showing in the second quarter, it's like there's too much. There's too much time left for adrenaline to take you the rest of the way. Yeah. It will have to come down to execution, half court, full, you know, full court, 94 feet of action for them to pull this thing off with, you know, everybody chanting OKC like every 2 seconds. Like they didn't stop. These fans don't stop. You know, like the whole arena's got the stamina of that wall in the Clippers arena where you're wondering who's been actually paid off to have that sort of right. zeal for the Clippers, you know?
Wait a minute.
Hey. I'm serious.
Right. I was like, yeah.
Wait.
I'm being dead on accurate here, man. When the Clipper game we went to, there were these two people. It was regular season, and they were going nuts.
Yeah, like it's
it was
games right there, bro.
They got to earn their $150.
You know what I mean? You guys are hating.
I did respect the smattering of yellow in the crowd last night.
Yeah, big ups
to those Pacers fans.
Including Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
All the Knicks fans, they were somewhere like, you know, and I kind of was, it was my Knicks fan friends. It's like the Lonzo Mourning gif.
Yeah.
Where we're like, you know, hey, kind of respect Reggie Miller for liking his team, but man, he was calling the Knicks West Eastern Conference Finals. That guy, he was supposed to be, you know,
son too is wearing a t-shirt with Reggie doing the choke on it.
Good for him, you know. Good for him. But I did feel for the Halliburtons who are now, you know, sitting there in the stands for their kid or their whatever relation they are to Halliburton. When I mean that, I mean, I think they were cousins or whatever, extended family. Yeah. They were all sitting in their seats watching Tyrese Halliburton go off in the first quarter. And this is the moment they've all been waiting for. Game seven, whole world is watching. And now suddenly they're no longer in their seats. They're in the tunnel standing outside waiting to find out information about how intact the Achilles was. Even though they knew it, it just was a killer. And then to see him on his crutches, welcoming his teammates back after they lost. Oh, that is not the way this series. Like,
this was supposed to end.
Well, man. I mean, again, it was supposed to end with him on the floor, win or lose. Let's put it that way. Okay. But this, I mean, it's so cruel. So cruel. And I don't want to hear it from Bucks fans or Cavs fans or my fellow Knicks fans to say, well, he's just, you know, lived by the choke and the church bells, you know, the karma was coming back.
No, man.
Were people throwing that out there?
I got your karma right here. Stop it with that.
No, it's just.
Man, he's an entertainer.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
The same way that Caitlin Clark, after she tossed that three on the Connecticut Sun, you know, over J.C. Sheldon the other day, and then she's just like going like this to everybody. I guess Indiana's got show people, you know?
Right. Yeah.
In the same way from Caitlin Clark,
right.
Trust me, I did not want to see this from Tyrese Halliburton. That was an unkind cut, especially since when he did this, there was that 5 second interval between that moment and the broadcast saying his foot was on the line. It's overtime. I thought it was in fact over.
Yeah.
And it was 2.0. You know,
he made light of it in the post game. You know, he made fun of that too.
Might
have jumped the gun.
It is entertainment.
Yeah.
And he provided it all year. And Pacers fans should just be over the moon about how good this team is. You've got the right coach. You got the right mix. They're young too, right? I mean, who's the longest in the tooth there? Siakam and Turner?
Yeah, I think
Turner's
like the
longest.
He's
the OG, right?
He's 10 years.
How many times, by the way, was he supposed to be traded at the deadline?
Right.
To somebody else?
He was in every rumored deal. Yeah. Yeah, Siakam's 31. He'll be 30.
He's so amazing. So
yeah, his stock definitely went up.
I think now that Halliburton's hurt, you know, and the Pacers will now, like, who's going to put them or the shot to win the Eastern Conference again next year? Like,
you just lost the heart and soul of the team.
And
for a
Tatum's
year.
Out. Man, is there tons of rumor that Jaylen Brown could wind up with the Rockets, too? You're hearing that because somebody's got to get
a lot of rumors.
Yeah.
Well, if that would change everything, then
it feels like in the East now, and I'm just looking at odds right now. It's Cleveland, it's the Knicks, it's Orlando, even Boston is right there. But
what are the Sixers odds?
Sixers are 11-1. They're fifth.
Because I kind of feel like, you know,
Pacers are 14-1.
Sixers had a lot of injuries. I know no one's talking about them. A lot of injuries last year. Embiid luckily got the surgeries I think that he needed. That's a solid. I think we're a solid team in the good way, not the way Rich doesn't like solid. No one's talking about this.
I don't like solid. I don't like solid because you don't want to be solid. Let me ask you this question. Just one more time on this front.
Rich did the clap thing.
One more time on this front about the word solid.
Stopped him in his tracks.
That's why I said that.
The word solid to me is an insult.
I know. That's why we say.
And to so many other people within the sound of our voice or watching us on Roku.
They don't agree.
They use it all the time.
Yeah.
As a compliment.
Like the three of us.
May I ask you, to anybody out there, would you refer to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's season and the Thunder's championship season as solid? No, that's a solid season out of that. Of course not.
Don't make solid
amazing,
bad,
spectacular. There are far better adjectives that
yeah, but solid doesn't mean best
respect.
Of the best.
Yeah.
Like the Knicks had a solid season this year.
That's good.
Solid season out of the Knicks. Sure.
Yeah. But that's a compliment.
No,
but you gotta understand.
No, it's not. It's not the ultimate compliment, but people use solid as if it's an ultimate compliment. Don't tell me something solid.
I think
it's better than solid.
Oh.
Yeah, why does every compliment have to be the ultimate?
You know what? We're having a more than solid. This show is more than solid.
Well, yeah, I think.
And why is that a compliment at all? Solid is actually describing the.
Your Granger desk is
something.
Firm. Solid.
Right, yeah.
Your Granger desk
is
solid.
Was that a 70s thing? Solid.
Yeah, see, that's going back to the people.
You know what I mean?
Solid. Hey, man, it's real solid. Rich, like I said, you're more of a wordsmith than 99% of the population. So, you know, yeah.
You know what? That's an outstanding take.
So, yeah.
Rich, you have a solid vocabulary.
I don't
see. Now, he'll slap
extensive.
I don't like that.
Exemplary.
Now, that's fighting words.
What's a better word that none of us would know?
Real quick.
Say it again.
What's a better word that none of us are going to know?
Then solid?
Yeah. What word would you replace it with?
Jay,
teach us something.
I know a lot of words.
I don't know what you don't know.
Teach us.
I'm not going to look at you and judge you by your cover.
Yeah, but you pretty much can with him, though.
That's not true at all.
That just got worse and worse.
Wow.
I'll go back to not talking.
This guy drives a better car than every single one of us here.
That's a fact.
All right. This guy has a highly successful remediation business.
Inspection company,
pardon me.
I think it's a little shady.
Okay, as much as, let me ask you this question.
It's messed up, TJ.
Who else, outside of the host here of this program, and then by proxy, you, Chris, and you, TJ, who else here has their own swag? Not even.
I've got no contest wrestling t-shirts.
Not even Mike Smiling Del Tufo with his teeth.
He takes other people's swag.
Though. Okay, that's what he does. You've got your own set of pens, right?
I do.
Mold School. Mr. J. Felly. I'm not going to sit here and assume you don't. Hilarious. You know things I don't know. You could start using mold remediation terms. I'm totally confused. You're holding up a pad and pen.
I use it.
Okay. I've got one right here. Oh, no, this is from A&E.
No, that's AFE.
No, that's it. AFE. Yeah.
Oh, AFE?
This is it.
Yeah, that's
oh,
it.
Are you? This is...
Don't start a lawsuit for
me. Oh, my goodness. The F does look like an N. Now that I put my glasses on, I can see.
That is a tattoo I have on me. That's my family F.
Okay.
It's this one right here.
F is for family, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's take a break. Phil Rosenthal, the creator, executive producer, writer, and host of Somebody Feed Phil, is coming up next.
Yes, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Phil Rosenthal is here on the Rich Eisen Show. We just saw a clip. Our radio audience just returned Season 8 of Somebody Feed Phil, available now. Streaming exclusively on Netflix, and for those who are watching on Roku, that means you could see it right here using the Roku portal. When did you first come up with this idea, Somebody Feed Phil?
During Raymond.
During Raymond?
Yeah, so
season what of Raymond, would you say?
In between season one and two. Oh,
really? So early on?
Yeah, I say to Ray, you know, where are you going on your hiatus? He'd never been anywhere. He said, I go to the Jersey Shore. I said, well, that's great, but have you ever been to Europe? Because when I went to Europe, it changed my life when I was 23.
Sure.
He said, nah. I said, why not? He goes, I'm not really interested in different. And right there, I had an idea.
Yes.
We got to do that episode. I told him, we're doing that episode.
Right.
He goes, what do you mean? I go, we're going to do an episode where we send you to Italy as you, and you come back as me. Someone who's excited about travel and...
Right.
Italy, especially, the food and the people.
Yeah.
And it took me 3 years, I think, to convince him because he was afraid of flying, really, too.
So this was for an episode of Raymond.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so now we go.
Yes.
And I wrote this story of Raymond doesn't want to travel.
Yes.
He fights the whole way. He's complaining the whole time. And then slowly but surely he gets it. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part of doing that episode is... that thing that I wrote, this arc of a character that I wrote, I saw happen to my friend Ray. Phil, have you had gelato? He was all excited, and now he goes all the time. And I thought right then and there, that was 25 years ago.
Yes.
What if I could do this for other people? And so when Raymond was over,
yes,
I tried to do other sitcoms. Nobody wanted that style of sitcom anymore.
Yes.
Raymond, there wouldn't be another family sitcom. Think about it. Till Modern Family, 5 years later.
And that's a totally different...
Modern.
You know, right. A totally different way of shooting it. A totally
exactly.
Different way
single
of
camera.
Exactly.
You know.
Sure.
So I said, if I'm going to knock my head against this wall in Hollywood,
right,
can't get anything on anyway, why not pick this spot? The wall is something I'd love. So this travel show. And I sold the show with one line. I might have told you this before. but I told PBS at first, I'm exactly like Anthony Bourdain if he was afraid of everything.
And they're like,
and I sold it, and we did six episodes there. We won the James Beard Award for Best Travel Show,
right?
And then they couldn't afford to do it anymore.
Sure.
And here comes Netflix, this startup.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm
this
like,
this is probably about what eight, seven, nine years ago. Sure.
Yes. Right. So I said, yeah, I'm happy to go. Ted Sarandos was fantastic to me. He loved the show.
Right.
And there I am.
There you are. So a couple.
And now look, I'm on with Best Dad Ever. Right. I'm with Best Dad Ever.
That's right. So just a couple follow-up questions.
Yes.
So you're saying Ray Romano coming back from Italy, actually got him to do this.
Yeah.
He chose gelato out of everything that he sampled in Italy?
He loved the pizza. He loved the pasta. He's Italian.
It.
So,
sure, yeah.
You know, I always tell people, if you love a food,
yes,
go to the source.
Right.
Like, do you like pasta?
Of course.
Have you been to Italy?
Of course. It's the greatest.
Okay.
And you're not that picky an eater.
But
it's not like I'm having anything completely out of, you know, what you would consider the lanes of Italian food.
I understand.
You know, I'm not really a spice guy. I cannot have anything that has any kick to it, which I know you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, you're not.
But
you're, by the way, my parents were the exact same way. I'm opening a diner here in Hollywood, on Larchmont Boulevard.
Okay.
And we're going to have a hot sauce. And it's the name of the diner is named, it's named after my parents. It's called Max and Helen's.
Mm-hmm.
We have a hot sauce, and it's literally called Max and Helen's Not For Me Hot Sauce. You could have one. You could have a hot sauce, too.
Yeah, because normally it's not for me.
Not for me. That's,
that is so funny. So this year, in season 8, traveling to Amsterdam, Tbilisi, I think we saw... Yeah. Were you picnicking in Tbilisi?
Absolutely.
Did I see that?
Well, that's the country of Georgia, not the state. The country of Georgia, right, in between Russia and Turkey.
Yes.
They invented wine there 7,000 years ago. Did you know that?
Was that out of just boredom?
Boredom, I would guess. Hey, these grapes seem to have gone bad. Let's taste them.
Wait a minute. This is really good. It gets us drunk.
Yes. It's a tasty grape.
But that's pre-Egyptian. I didn't know that until we did the show.
How do you decide where you're going?
Like, we get invitations actually from tourism boards,
okay,
and we study these and we say that it could be a good show there. And then, you know, when we started, it was just place I want to go.
Right.
And it still is that.
Sure.
But I'm so pleasantly surprised with the world.
Which is why.
It's always great and sweet and nice. Most people are so sweet and nice and great all over the world. But here's a generality. Most people are so much better than their governments.
That's ripped straight from the headlines in so many ways here.
It's a hot take for today.
It's a hot take for today. Not for me.
Not for me.
Exactly. Everybody loves Raymond. Led to you meeting Raymond? Or did you know him back in the day?
Even though we were both born in Queens.
Yes.
Are you from New York too?
I'm from Staten Island, sir.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Great.
Which is why I'm an Italian food guy through
all
and through.
All the best people.
Yes.
So...
Thank you.
Ray and I never met, but I saw a stand-up one night on Letterman, and it just so happened that very night, Letterman said there should be a sitcom for that guy. And so months
you were just
later...
sitting home watching it?
Yeah, okay. And I didn't think anything about it until I got a video cassette of this comedian and that appearance, and I put it in, and I go, I remember that. That was months ago.
Right.
I saw it. I loved it. Thought he was hilarious. Do you want to take a meeting with him? They're looking for somebody to create a show for him, and you're a writer. That's how it works. Writers look for comic talent to write scripts for.
Right.
Comedians need, you know, comedy sitcom writers.
Right.
So we meet at Art's Deli.
Here in Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
He flew out here.
If I'm not mistaken, at Art's Deli, every sandwich is a work of art.
Yeah. See that?
That's the name. That's the phrase.
That's exactly right.
Okay. So that's where you met. All right.
He tells me about his family. He says, I got twin boys and an older daughter. We were just talking. I don't know him. He doesn't know me, but if we were going to work on a project together, I said, tell me about yourself. Twin boys, an older daughter. My parents live close by. They're always bothering me. My older brother lives with them, and he's a police sergeant. He's very jealous of me. He saw an award I won for comedy. He said, never ends for Raymond. Everybody loves Raymond. I said, well, Doesn't seem like there's anything there we can use. No, I thought that's a good starting point.
Sure.
He never acted before, so that's a good place to begin.
Right.
And what I didn't know about the characters in his family, I filled in with the personalities from my family. So the show's kind of this unhappy marriage of the two families.
Interesting.
Yes.
Well, we had him on the show, I believe it was last year. It could have been the year before.
And it didn't stop. It didn't kill the show?
No.
You're still going?
No, we're still going. We're still going. He told the story about coming up with the title himself with you as well. And I'd love to get your end of the story.
Sure.
From here. Roll it, please.
Here's what it was. Yeah. Everybody Loves Raymond was a sarcastic comment that my brother was a New York City police officer.
Yes.
And at the time, one day he said, yeah, I go to work, you know, people shoot at me. Raymond goes to work, and everybody loves Raymond. That's a true quote from my brother. So when in writing the script with Phil Rosenthal, yeah. I told him that story. He said, well, we got to put that in, and not only that, but let's make it the title. And I said, no. He goes, it's a working title. We'll change it. Yeah. And then that happened. So then I came up with my manager still has a little piece of paper with all the alternates I put in, but some of them are absurd.
Do you got some of them?
Was because you have to keep Raymond in the title.
Right, yeah.
So it was that Raymond guy. Mm-hmm. And one of them was Raymond. Raymond.
Raymond.
Yes. Anyway, CBS took. I gave them this list, and they said, we'll test it. And they test, like they do everything. They test it.
Yeah.
They put it in front of an audience. And they said, Everybody Loves Raymond, test it better.
And
true.
This is all true.
100%
right?
True. His real brother said it. I put it in the script.
Yes.
My wife read the script. She was the first person to read the script. And she said, that should be the title of the show. And I just put it on there. I wasn't lying to Ray, tentatively, because I couldn't think of a better title. That sounds pretty good. It harkens back to I Love Lucy.
Of course.
And we're doing a kind of old school type of comedy, which I happen to cherish. I love those shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he told you this, but he called the president of CBS at the time when we were going. He goes, can we at least change the title? And he goes, Ray, it tested well, the title. Everyone likes it. So we'll leave it for now. And he goes, but I don't want to be the guy. I could see the critics already. Not everybody loves it, right? And so the head of CBS goes, I tell you what. You become a top 10 show. You can call the show whatever you want. Next year, we were a top 10 show. Ray couldn't wait to call the president of CBS and say, okay, can we change the title? And guy goes, can't change it now. You're a top 10 show.
He said that, so he did actually tell that story. So yes, that happened.
Absolutely true.
He didn't want any part of Everybody
Loves Raymond. He can't take the pressure.
That horse is out of the barn.
Yes, Raymond, get used to it. Everyone loves you.
I know. Everyone I love does. Him.
Whenever I see him, I say, Raymond, thanks for the good life.
Right?
Right?
Because Letterman was the producer,
and I
right?
Thank
Worldwide
him too.
Pants.
Worldwide Pants.
When you see this photograph on the screen, what do you think of?
I think it's
picture?
So sweet. I could cry looking at it. You know, it's nice to win awards, but look, the award is just a souvenir of a great night that you got to have with your friends.
You got a good Peter Boyle story?
How
you casted him or what happened
there? Oh, yeah. So also, president of CBS, it was his idea. How about Peter Boyle for the father? I'm like, Peter Boyle's available to be a sitcom dad? To me, he's a major movie star. Joe, Young Frankenstein.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
Friends of Eddie Coyle.
Taxi Driver. He was in Taxi Driver.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He wants to do a sitcom? He said, I think so. You should meet him. So I meet him, and he couldn't find us on the lot. It was a very hot day at Universal Studios, and he got wrong directions. And for some reason, he had his wife and kids with him. Mm-hmm. I guess he was taking them to Universal, and he was going to stop off to see this guy.
Yeah.
This kid.
Sure.
He comes, and he's really mad because he couldn't find the place. So it's not just Joe or Young Frankenstein coming in. It's angry Young Frankenstein coming in.
Sure.
And he just scared the hell out of me, and I said, the part is yours.
Because there's no.
And then he turns out to be a pussycat. Here's two things about him.
Sure.
He studied to be a monk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Nope.
I said, why'd you give it up? He goes, there weren't enough girls there. And the, and then the second thing was, you know who best man at his wedding was?
No.
John Lennon.
What?
That's right, because his wife, Lorraine, they met when she was a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine. She got an assignment, go cover this movie, Young Frankenstein. So she goes to cover the movie, and she meets Peter, and they fell in love. Her best friend was Yoko. And then the four of them are hanging up. I've seen pictures of them, like, in the hot tub.
So John Lennon
was
best Peter man. Boyle's best man.
There were maybe five people at the wedding, but that's isn't that cool?
God.
And he was a very liberal-minded guy, not, you know, what he portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
And a pussycat. Sweet. Mm. Great.
Did he sing Putting on the Ritz at his wedding? I don't know.
No, but we did a Halloween episode, and we dressed him up as Frankenstein monster.
And
I thought that the real reason to do this is that Marie, Doris Roberts, we dress her as Bride of Frankenstein.
Was he all in on that
idea? Of course, and the audience loved it. Little inside joke.
Phil Rosenthal here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, before we let you go, let's do it. We haven't done Start Bench Cut in quite some time.
Oh, this is I've heard it in a different way.
You mean with marry and kill and stuff like that?
Yes, and one more word.
Yes, which is a word I say whenever anything spicy is on my plate. We've got four different iterations of food and sports related of Start Bench Cut, and we have some production value.
Wow, here, let's see.
Start bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Get up.
There you go. That's Larry David for you right there as well.
Really?
I think, was that from the moment where you got out on Curb Your Enthusiasm? That was a great
episode.
That's
another story.
That is another story. Okay, here we go. Phil Rosenthal, the creator, executive producer, writer, host of Somebody Feed Phil. Give us some music, if you don't mind, right here. The best NFC East food by city. Start Bench Cut. Ooh. New York pizza, Philly cheesesteak, Dallas barbecue. This is three teams in the NFC East.
Wow.
What do you have for me right here?
Oh, I don't want to cut any of them. They're all fantastic. I got to cut something.
That's the issue with this game. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one.
This is really hard. I'm going to start by saying I don't want to cut any of them.
Understood. It's all right.
So I'm sorry, Philly. I'm going to cut the cheesesteak.
Okay.
I love it.
Whiz without.
But I hate to cut it.
All right.
So terrible. This is a terrible game.
So you start or bench New York pizza?
New York pizza.
And Dallas barbecue is number one?
No. I start New York pizza.
Okay.
Pizza is my favorite food.
I'm with you, man. Good Lord. Maybe that's the New Yorker in us.
Yes.
So you start New York pizza, bench Dallas barbecue.
I don't want to bench anybody.
Next up.
All right.
I don't know if you don't mind, we're going to press ahead here.
Go ahead.
All right.
Your show.
Best barbecue in an NFL locale.
Ooh.
Kansas City, Carolina, or the state of Texas.
Ooh.
Best barbecue.
Texas wins.
So you start Texas?
Really? Yes.
You have to bench and cut one. I'm sorry. What are you going to? Who are you benching?
I don't. What were the other Carolina?
Kansas City and Carolina.
I'm gonna. I haven't had Kansas City barbecue. I haven't been there yet.
Oh, Phil. Season 9. Phil.
Actually,
don't
my live
around.
Tour. I'm doing a national. Everybody, I'm doing a national live tour starting in August. So I'm going to be in Kansas City. So it'd be stupid to cut them before I had them.
You mentioned Modern Family. Let Eric Stone Street take you places.
Okay, I love him.
Let him do that.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that'll be a great episode.
Then we'll cut the other one.
Okay. Start Bench Cut. Best Super Bowl party food. Wings, nachos, pizza. I think I know what you're going to start.
Well, pizza always wins.
Okay.
So I'm doing that.
You're benching wings or nachos? What are you doing?
I get rid of nachos, cut nachos, and then do the...
Yeah, I'm not a nachos guy myself.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay. It's solid.
I learned how to, somebody said, you know how they make a pile of nachos and then the cheese is just melted on it?
Yes.
Half the nachos don't have cheese on them.
You gotta layer the cheese.
Lay it out flat, your nachos.
Oh.
Put the cheese over everything. That way every nacho has a cheese.
Yep.
See that?
Yes.
You learned something today.
By the way, I did. I've just learned every nacho is cheese worthy. Right, Phil?
Listen,
you know what I mean?
You can apply that. That's a metaphor for humans.
Indeed.
Yes.
Last one for you. He loves Star Bench Cut. Phil Rosenthal, best sports city for food.
Ooh.
Start Bench Cut, Chicago, New York, New Orleans.
Wow. I'm not cutting. No.
You're leaving.
By the way, the game with the naughty word.
Yes. Yes.
At least has Mary as the second. You're not benching.
Well,
the,
bench. Right? You never know. You saw last night. You were watching Game 7. You were telling me in the
That's
green
right.
room out
yes,
here.
Yes.
T.J. McConnell.
Yes.
Off the bench, wound up being as good as a starter.
Phenomenal.
So bench is not.
Yeah, your bench is you're leaving him aside.
Yeah,
he's coming right second yeah. place.
And you
got it.
Cut as you just got to get rid of one.
He was great.
He was great. All right.
So I mean, New York. I'm from New York, so that wins.
Okay.
No, I'm not playing.
He's
going to
play. He's leaving the playing
field. I put
field.
Them both. They're all three great.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
And LA, you didn't even have LA.
Well, I didn't have LA, no. Because LA, I mean,
this is the best food city in America, people.
You would say this.
Absolutely. Yeah, the diversity that we have.
Yes.
We have more people from different countries,
mm-hmm.
right, in
yes.
this city than anywhere in the United States, maybe
Correct.
In the world.
Correct.
This is, and so they bring their cultures and cuisines with them.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal.
See, he's teaching. Now you're teaching us something right here, and that Phil Rosenthal will never play start bench cut again.
I'll never play sports either.
Well, it's a good thing you're a foodie. Naked Lunch podcast as
yes.
well, currently airing new episodes right now. You and your longtime
friend
David Wild
yeah.
of Rolling Stone
Great.
As well.
Great.
New episodes are out right here.
Can
and
we
now.
Get you on there?
Anytime.
You'd be good on the show.
Please have me. I would love to do any home and home.
Going to have a spicy lunch for you.
F.
Do it.
F. My kids want me on that Hot Ones show in the worst way, and I'd need to be hospitalized. I really would.
By the way, that looks dangerous. But then when you see someone like you see people crying and in pain, right. and
yes.
then you see Ariana Grande come in and just like
I know everything. She's like, do I have a toothpick?
Unbelievable.
I know. I'm with you. Phil Rosenthal, the longest running original Netflix unscripted series, Somebody Feed Phil, season 8 is available right here on the Roku portal through Netflix, obviously. Great to see you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Best dad ever.
I appreciate you confirming that. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. If you're like me, then you are just not yourself when you get a bad night's sleep. Look, sleep plays an important, crucial role in recovery. We're all unique in what we need from our bed, too. That's where Sleep Number can step in. Sleep Number smart beds are the best beds for couples because you can individualize each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but we like our side of the bed the way that we like it. Being able to adjust your bed's firmness after working out, too. For recovery, it's game-changing. So, why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? I just told you, but I'll do it again. So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. And now it's the Sleep Number 4th of July sale. Save over $600 on the Sleep Number P5 King Smart Bed, the lowest price of the season. Limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See the store or sleepnumber.com for details. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available Blind Spot View Monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Al Michaels, we're going to give you a choice of three.
Okay.
And you must start one.
Okay.
That you're Tom Brady, if you will.
Right.
You must bench one.
Malcolm Butler.
Oh, yeah.
or cut one, which could be Malcolm Butler, too. All right, here we go. Do you have any start?
It's time. Start
now. Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Dilla. All right, with Al Michaels. First one up for Al Michaels in start, bench, cut. Do you have any music, Mike Del Tufo, please? Thank you. Cuts of steak. Ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip. Ribeye, filet mignon, New York strip. You must start one, bench one, and cut one. Al Michaels.
New York strip is in the Hall of Fame, so that's the start. Filet is, you know, on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Ribeye is great, but the problem is it's so fatty.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, you're always watching your weight, so... I love ribeye, but I got to cut it.
You're cutting ribeye.
I'm cutting ribeye.
Wow. New York strip is in the hall. Is it?
Oh yeah,
in the hall.
That's the best.
First ballot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they waived the 5-year waiting period too.
And you're a medium rare guy, right?
Medium rare plus.
Okay, medium rare plus. Wow, look at that.
Okay,
next one up for Al Michaels. Start, bench, cut. Event to call: Super Bowl, World Series, Olympics. Start, bench, cut.
Boy.
Oh yeah.
Well,
Super Bowl, World Series, Olympics.
Oh, you think
I
got to
put the Super Bowl as the starter.
Okay.
Bench. When am I going to bench here?
That's the idea.
I haven't done the World Series since 1995, so that's cut, I guess.
Okay.
The Olympics.
Yeah, you'll bench the Olympics.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But I'm gonna put the Olympics on waivers, but then I'm gonna
bring it back.
I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
Very good. Waiver wire.
All right, Al, we got a bonus one.
You have one?
We got a bonus one.
Okay.
All right, Al, ready? Golf partner. Start, bench, cut, golf partner.
Okay.
Doc Rivers, Pete Sampras, Rich Eisen.
Since I played golf with all of these guys, you know, I'll probably start Doc.
I knew that.
Because Doc is extremely competitive. Pete's a lot of fun to play with, but Pete, you know, Pete, he's been through the competitive realm of his life, so he's out there to have fun. And Rich, I'm sorry, but you know,
I'm cut.
Well, let's put it this way: neither of us would.
I'm fun.
Neither of us would make the cut. We'd be gone by Friday afternoon.
Al's a crowd pleaser. You knew that's exactly what you wanted to hear, Brockman.
I love playing golf with Al.
Does Al love playing golf with you?
Yes, he does.
Well, I'm just saying it didn't.
No, I
seem.
But
like
his point is that those other guys will be able to maybe make up for his lack of candy on the course. You know,
candy.
Yes, candy is
you
shots.
You and Al are similar, probably.
Well, I'm improving.
That's all we're
asking. Did you see my shot at Fanatics Fest?
That's all we're asking for.
Yeah, I saw.
Did you see my shot at Fanatics Fest?
No, did you do that?
The little simulator.
The number six on Oakmont.
Yeah.
Took out a pitching wedge.
And?
Threw a dart.
Okay, great.
He's like, what do you think?
Threw a dart. It landed on the...
Tom Brady had closest to the hole, I heard.
Apparently so.
He won the whole
thing, amazing. He's good at stuff. Jarrell in Texas. Let's get him in before things wrap up. What's up, sir?
Hey, how you doing there, Rich?
What's on your mind? We've got about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for holding on this whole time.
I'm gearing up for this Commander season. I need that WL schedule.
Okay, win-loss in Texas. Man. Commanders fan in Texas.
In Texas.
Wow.
100 miles from AT&T Stadium. I've been waiting on TJ to get his win and loss, but he's been procrastinating.
I agree.
I don't know if he's waiting on the Michael
Maybe,
Parsons deal.
Did I say your name properly, Jarrell, correct?
Yes, you did.
All right, here we go.
I saw Jayden Daniels a few
what
times
happens
this weekend.
Week one against the Giants at home?
That is an automatic W, man.
Okay.
Russell Wilson on it. That's automatic. We'll take that. Jayden Daniels is going to get his MVP season started off.
All right, I've got about a minute and a half left. So win or loss at the Green Bay Packers on a Thursday night.
That's a W.
2-0 home for the Raiders.
That's a dub. Easy.
3-0 at the Falcons.
We beat them last year. We're beating them again this year.
4-0 at the Chargers.
I'll give us our first L on that. It's on the road.
Home for the Bears on a Monday night.
Easy win.
Easy win. 5-1 at the Cowboys there in Texas.
Oh, me and my brother Jerome will be at that game with our jerseys on. That's a W.
6-1 at the Chiefs. on a Monday night.
Oh, man, we're going to take a loss on that Monday night. I'm going to be honest with you.
6-2, home for the Seahawks.
Easy W, Bobby Wagner game. We're going to win now.
That's true. 7-2, home for the Lions.
Oh, man, I think they're going to get their get back on it, so that's going to be an L, most likely.
7-3 against the Dolphins in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, first game in Madrid. That's a W, easily. We're taking that one.
8-3 off the bye, home for the Broncos. I got 30 seconds left. Let's whip through it.
Broncos, W.
At the Vikings.
W.
At the Giants.
Win streak, W.
Home for the Eagles on a Saturday.
Whew. That's a win. I'm going to give us a win home game.
Home for the Cowboys on Christmas.
We sweep into the division here. That's another W. Sorry, TJ.
And at the Eagles.
I'm going to take an L on that one. I'm going to be honest with you.
13-4 wraps up our show.
Let's go.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.